I got some new information.
This is a My Talk Dirt Alert update. A quick look at what's happening in entertainment.
Real juicy.
On My Talk.
Tell me something good.
Rupert Murdoch suffered a serious back injury while vacationing on his son Lachlan's yacht in the Caribbean earlier this month. He is 86 years old, but he still works. He had to be helicoptered off the boat. I wonder what that bill was. Not that it matters, since he is so rich.
Yeah, so rich.
It is coming at an awkward time because his media empire, 21st Century Fox, plans to sell its film and television assets to Disney in a $52.4 billion deal. Yes, but he's back to work. He sent out an email saying, "Hey, I'm recovering. I have to work from home for some weeks. In the meantime, you'll be hearing from me by email, phone, and text." He is 86 years old, you guys. Just still working hard to this day.
Wow.
Hey, probably keeps him going and keeps him living a good long life.
Absolutely. Yep. Yeah. Mm-hmm. AARP has announced its nominees for the 17th Annual Movies for Grown-Ups Awards.
Yeah.
I didn't know that they had their own awards, but this is what the old people want to watch.
They have a great movie program.
Do they really?
Yes, they do. They have wonderful screenings. Yeah, they really do those events well.
Okay. Cool.
Like Matlock and Murder, She Wrote, stuff like that.
Oh, whatever.
Yeah, Kenny.
They have, this is what's nominated for the Grown Up Awards: Get Out, Lady Bird, Star Wars The Last Jedi, The Shape of Water, and Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri. It's going to compete in the Best Picture, Best Movie for Grown Ups category.
Oh.
All righty.
Those are good films.
Absolutely.
Yes, they are.
They're right on board with the rest of the award shows. The agent and former NBA star Dennis Rodman says the Hall of Famer has checked, the agent for Dennis Rodman says that he has checked into an alcohol rehab center after a weekend DUI arrest. Thank goodness.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Get help, dude. Get help.
Oh, boy. I hate to say this, but his brain was so damaged on celebrity rehab. They did a scan of his brain, and Dr. Drew told him, "Listen, you have damaged your brain from alcohol. You have to stop." And I just worry that, you know.
Well, I hope he does.
Yeah. At least he's still trying to get better. Absolutely.
Yeah. Oh, man. Do you guys remember how cool he was, though?
Yes.
He had all that great hair.
Yeah.
Oh, and he dated Madonna.
Colors.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, I lived
those
in the
lips.
Chicago area at the time. So imagine how, it was all about Dennis.
He was just the coolest.
He was. I actually listened to his audiobook on tape once.
Oh, yeah?
Yes.
Good read? Good listen?
Yeah, it was really interesting. A lot of juicy details about Madonna.
Ooh.
Okay, moving on. Let's just go straight to the TV shows on tonight. The Four on Fox. Alexis, will you be watching that?
No, probably not. Nope.
Okay. Then we have a big crossover between Scandal and How to Get Away with Murder on ABC.
Yeah.
Viola Davis gets on Scandal and Kerry Washington guests on How to Get Away with Murder. Then we have the 8th season premiere of Portlandia. And also Grey's Anatomy on tonight. And that's the latest dirt. You can find more at mytalk1071.com.
That's a lot of dirt.
Dirt alert updates at the top of every hour. Plus, get extended dirt alerts at 8:20, 12:20, and 5:20.
I gotta go. I'll be back in an hour.
And now, Jason and Alexis in the morning with producer Don on My Talk. Everything entertainment.
Coming up on 6:06, welcome to the 6 o'clock hour of Jason and Alexis in the morning on My Talk 107.1, and we're also streaming on the Podcast One Network. If you ever miss an episode, you can listen to them on demand right there.
Yes,
I'm Jace with Lex and Dawn. Sit back, relax, let us entertain you for 3 hours, or according to Lori and Julia, 5 hours.
Ooh, I have a story about Julia later.
Ooh,
tell it now.
Okay. So one of her manuary candidates was at a party that you hosted on Saturday. His name's Ryan.
Oh, I know what you're going to say.
She is very, very protective of him. She wants him just to be her friend. And when he is talking to other people, she found out that he met me and that he was at Jason's party. She was very mad about it. She's like, "You are my friend. Mm-hmm. I have known you for 15 years," and his mother was there with him and stuff. And she's like, "No," and pulling him away from me. It was so funny. I thought it was hysterical. She's so cute.
Yeah.
Julia.
I don't know. Who is this guy?
Okay, I'll tell you, Lex. His name is Ryan McEnany, and he, his family owns a gardening business. He owns some nail, he owns nail salons, and we had him, he used to be a publicist, and we had him, I met him, we had him on the Jason show right after the Globes, Lex, and he was a really nice guy. We kind of hit it off, and we were talking after the camera stopped rolling, and he just seemed like really, really nice, and I said, hey, we should exchange numbers and you know, have a little go out for drinks, like my husband and your guy and da-da-da-da-da. So I was having a little cocktail party the next day, so I texted him because one of the things that I always try to do at the New Year's, branch out and meet new people. So I actually did it. I was proud of myself. I'm like, you know, I looked at Colin. I said, I'm going to invite a new person. Like, I'm going to invite Ryan. So I invited him. He came. He stayed basically till the end. I had no idea that he knew Julia. So what's funny is, Dawn, that was one of the first things out of Julia's mouth to me. She's like, so I heard you had Ryan at your party. And I said, yeah. And she goes, there's two things wrong with this. First, I wasn't invited. And second, he's mine. And I'm like, do you have a deed? I mean, what do you mean he's yours?
She owns him. He belongs to her. Don't even make any mistake about it.
And then I went over to see him right before I left, and he was standing there, like you said, with his mom, his boyfriend, and some friends. And he looked at me and goes, Julia is mad. I go, Oh, I know. I said, and then she came over. She walked by. She goes, what are you guys doing? I go, back off, Ewok.
Oh, my God. It's so cute. She just really, she likes him. She used to see him when she would go out to the SAG Awards, too, because he was a publicist and lived in L.A. And, I mean, he has celebrity friends. He hangs out with, like, Mariah. Oh, so she wants ownership of him. You better back off.
Julia, whatever. Before we went to the party last night, I told you 6 o'clock friends that I had a really fun guest on the other show yesterday, Chef Jeremiah Tower, who is the focus of that documentary by Anthony Bourdain called The Last Magnificent. It played on CNN. It played in theaters for a while. It's available on streaming. Hell, I saw it for free on YouTube. If you guys want to know the truth, you can just type in The Last Magnificent. But anyway, he is credited with being the very first celebrity chef. Like, there weren't celebrity chefs before Jeremiah, and he opened a legendary restaurant in San Francisco called Stars, which I always refer to it as, it's Studio 54 with food.
Yeah.
Meaning you could see politicians at one booth. You could see a streaker at he told a great story about that. You could see a naked person at another booth. You could see Sophia Loren at the next table. It was just a great cross section of humanity, both, you know, celebrities and politicians and normal folk. And then he just kind of vanished. And there really wouldn't be, like, the Food Network. There wouldn't be Emeril or Rachel Ray. He really turned going to eat into an event. Well, he was on my show yesterday. Now that you know kind of who he is, he was on my show yesterday. And like I told you two yesterday, I was a little nervous, but I met him the night before, which totally settled me down. And because he looked at me and he goes, you can ask me anything.
Yeah.
And I said, okay. He goes, I'm there to play. And I said, okay.
Oh, nice.
Well, then let's go, girl.
You don't hear that very often.
No, you do not, Lex. And I just, he was so warm. And because he's this big, fancy chef, I thought he was going to be kind of stoic. And, you know, he does have a reputation and he doesn't hide it. And it's one of the 50 things I loved about him. You know, the documentary, he showed all of his flaws. Like, he can be mean sometimes. You know, he has a temper.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, I would encourage all of you, Lex, you have to watch this interview. It's on the Jason Show Facebook page. I laughed until I cried.
I just watched it. He's really charming and just very warm. I really liked that interview.
And brutally honest. Mm-hmm. And so I got my question in there. Well, first he made me laugh because I said, you know what? Where do you see the food world going in like the next 5 or 10 years? He goes, well, and I'm paraphrasing. He said this much more eloquently than I would. He said, well, what I hate are these chefs that dribble dribble drops of sauce on a plate in a fancy design and then smear it like they're smearing a cat's ass on a plate. And I lost it. I could not believe the studio audience died.
Oh my gosh.
So then later, Lex, I said, okay, I have a question for you. I told you I had a snarky little question. I said, who is the most overrated celebrity chef?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Without hesitation, he went, Gordon Ramsay. I can't stand him.
Do you think it's because they're kind of similar?
No, not at all, actually. And this is what Jeremiah said. Jeremiah said, I don't believe belittling young chefs is entertainment.
Okay.
He goes, you should be nurturing them. You should not be berating them. And then off the air, he said, look, you know, chefs have tempers and we lose our temper, but it's not purposeful. We're not berating them for the sake of berating.
Yeah.
We just have, you know, it's a very tense situation.
It's passionate.
He said, but when berating a young chef turns into entertainment, he goes, that's what I do not like. And plus I'm just not a fan of his food.
Uh-oh, that's where it really hurts.
He was just Lex, especially doing this job. Ooh. And you know how we get stonewalled sometimes with people.
Yeah.
I just so appreciated, and so did our viewers. I was reading all of the comments. I so appreciated his blunt honesty. It was unbelievably refreshing. I loved it.
Yeah, sounds like it.
I'll put it in the show links here.
It's really good. And like I said, The Last Magnificent, Jeremiah Tower, you can watch for free on YouTube.
Oh, it's already out. Okay, I thought
it's been out. Yeah.
Oh, it has been out. Okay,
it's been
gotcha.
Out, yeah.
Okay,
but
cool.
But we found it for free on YouTube. But you can rent it on streaming, too.
Okay.
Coming up on 6:14, great article about Ellen Pompeo from Grey's Anatomy. Lex and Dawn will break that down when we come back. Jason and Alexis in the morning on MyTalk 107.1, Everything Entertainment. Thanks for being here. 6 Ooh. O'clock friends, we love you. We have Second Chance Romance coming up, the top of the 7 o'clock hour, so look forward to that.
We're going to find love today, guys.
Sure.
Yep.
Yep. I'm with you. I'm poly positive.
Okay, good. We're feeling
Dawn,
nice.
Dawn's very quiet over there. I don't think she's positive today about this.
I'm okay.
Yeah.
That's all I can give you. I have a little more information than you guys do, but knowing nothing, you're
yeah,
you're
Dawn
positive.
Reads all the emails. She filters out to make sure we're not getting punked. Ellen Pompeo all over the place yesterday. I know you two do too, and my talkers, if you have an iPhone, you should as well. And what I'm talking about is their news app. I freaking love that thing. It's kind of like an aggregate. Here's another word I can't say. It aggregates all of the sites that you love and the topics that you love. And it shows stories from a variety of websites and publications all in one place. And Ellen Pompeo was all over my news app yesterday. An interview with the Hollywood Reporter, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so give me, because you both read it. What are some of the highlights?
Yeah, Dawn, yeah.
Well, she didn't hold back, that's for sure.
Mm-mm.
Talking a lot about how they, over the years, used Patrick Dempsey as leverage against her. We don't need you, we have Patrick. And then they did that for years. Yeah. I don't know if they also did that to him because he and I never discussed our deals. There were many times where I reached out about joining together to negotiate, but he was never interested in that. At one point, I asked for $5,000 more than him. Just on principle, because the show is Grey's Anatomy, and I'm Meredith Grey. And then they wouldn't give it to her, she said. I guess she just signed a new deal.
Yeah, a big, gigantic deal. $20 million. She's the highest paid actress now in a show like, in prime time, basically. So, yeah. Get it, girl.
What were some of your takeaways?
$20 million. Just kind of some of the behind the scenes fighting that she's just putting it all out there. And she says, you know, who really helped her kind of find her voice is Shonda Rhimes.
Mm-hmm.
And Shonda Rhimes found hers in the process, too.
Right.
And so that's pretty cool. Oh, it's the highest paid actress in a primetime drama. That's the distinction there. But she says that she said
Shonda Rhimes told her, you know, come up with a number and prove why you deserve that number. And she did. And she's been the constant. And Shonda Rhimes, you know, she has a big deal with Netflix coming up. And that was kind of the turning point for Ellen, too. And she says, you know, I know that Grey's Anatomy will continue as long as I want to do it. I still want to do it.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to also ensure that you're going to Netflix. What does that mean for me? And what does that mean for this show? And that's when Shonda really kind of encouraged her to really fight for what she deserves. And she did, and getting it done. Not only that, she's not only getting paid for being, you know, the face of Grey's Anatomy, but she's also getting producing rights.
Right.
And, you know, on the back end, too.
That's super important for her to negotiate.
She gets, yeah, she's getting some back end profits from the show for the next several years. Well, and if you heard what I just said, I was surprised. The show, she signed on for an additional 2 years.
Yeah.
The show's going to go into its 16th season.
Yeah.
That
many
is
shows
nuts.
Can't last that long.
No, there are very few in TV history, especially dramas.
Yeah.
It's a big deal to make it to four.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Gunsmoke, Bonanza, Law and Order, the original one, SVU, Dallas, and Knott's Landing, I think are, and Simpsons, that's a comedy, but I'm talking drama. I think I've just listed all the ones that have cracked that record. So.
I think ER has 15 seasons right now on Hulu. So that
that's right.
Really
so
well
ER is another one too. So that's crazy. Well, good for her.
Mm-hmm.
I can't believe that when she wanted, and you know, $3,000 is a lot of money to us, but let me tell you, for a network, it's nothing. And the fact that they wouldn't, that she had asked for $3,000 more. And they wouldn't 5, give it to her. Or 5,000, I'm sorry.
But you're right.
Still.
Same.
That's embarrassing.
Yeah.
That's really embarrassing. Again, just like in the case of Marky Mark and Michelle Williams, it's a little bit different because it sounds like Patrick Dempsey. And again, sounds like there's always three sides to a story. But just like in that case, the studio should be a little embarrassed.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's how I felt about the Marky Mark thing. I don't begrudge him for asking for money. You get yours.
Mm-hmm.
And if they're going to give it to you, you take it. However, the studio should have looked at both of those deals and should have been embarrassed by the fact that they knew Michelle was only making,
difference.
You know what I mean? And the same thing with ABC or Disney. I love you, Mickey Mouse. But come on, you know what Patrick Dempsey was making for that show, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then you know what you were paying Ellen Pompeo, a show that's named after her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, I
she said she almost walked away at that point whenever she asked for the $5,000 more and they said no. But then she thought, you know what? Why should I walk away from a great part because of a guy? You feel conflicted, but then you figure, I'm not going to let a guy drive me out of my own house.
Yeah.
Meeting Patrick.
Yeah.
Wow.
And the ratings spiked after he left, too. So,
yeah.
So interesting. And who knew? Everyone thought, you know, people love, we got to go. We'll be right back, everybody. 626.
Go. My Talk 107.1. Everything.
I'm going to change you from a rooster to a hen with one shot.
Entertainment.
Coming up on 632, Jason and Alexis in the morning. Everything entertainment. Everything rodeo queens. I'm Chase with Lex and Dawn McClain. Katie Couric is coming back to NBC, y'all. I was very excited to read this.
Yeah.
And it makes so much sense. And I hope it is whispers of things to come. She is going to be co-hosting the opening ceremonies for the Winter Olympics this year in South Korea. She's going to be joined by, please forgive me, I can't remember. He's a wonderful, wonderful sports journalist, but they're going to be co-anchoring together.
His name is Mike.
Yeah, he's so freaking good. I mean, he knows the Olympics like Bob Costas. He's amazing.
Yeah.
And just a wonderful broadcaster. They are going to be a great team together. And the minute I read this, I was like, now, is this just a one and done deal because they know Katie has done the Olympics so many times? And she has. I mean, when she was with NBC, she did the opening ceremonies with Bob Costas, with Brian Williams from Athens, and I think going all the way back to not Atlanta. No, I think she actually was in Atlanta in 96. But anyway, she's done a lot, just take it from me. And she's wonderful at doing it. So now, so is it a one and done deal, or my excitement side of me said to myself,
the two sides?
Okay. I have two sides. Okay. Yeah. The excited side of myself said, excited self, could this mean more work together between Katie and NBC? I hope.
Maybe.
That'd be, you know,
coming back home. You could already see the commercials.
Say, look at that. Yeah. Lex, you took the words. you were like, you took a ladder, you got on my tongue, and you just took the words. You stole the words right out. You just took them like the Hamburglar. Yeah. You can see the promos, can't you, Lex?
Yes. Oh,
Katie
yeah.
Katie comes home. You know, I can see
he's running with a torch on fire.
Okay, now,
he crosses
now you're going nutty. Now you're going
the finish
nutty.
Line right there.
Now
he's running.
Now you're a little. Now you're mounds.
Is that too much?
Almond Joy. I don't like Almond
Joy. I don't like
Joy.
Either.
No. But I think it's
great.
You
don't like Almond Joy?
I don't like fake coconut.
Is it fake coconut?
I don't think it's fake.
I don't think it's fake.
I mean,
dog.
You know, when I say just candied, that crap.
Just the candied coconut.
Not fresh from a coconut. That's the only kind of coconut I like.
Oh, okay.
How often are you cracking open a fresh coconut?
Every morning. Why do you think I'm so cheery? Come on. I open it up, toss a little vodka in there.
Ooh, that's probably good.
Oh, coming up on 6:35, I watched...
Do you think that Megyn Kelly's not going? Sorry, real quick for the Olympics.
No, you said this. I'm just
curious to see, you know, because is that a slap in the face of Megyn Kelly? Do you think she wants to be at the Olympics because she's not going?
I find it interesting, and I mean this. What made you think of Megyn Kelly before Savannah Guthrie and Hoda?
You know, only because she is like the new shiny object at NBC. Oh. Mm-hmm. You'd think that they would send her because she's...
making a lot of money.
Making the most.
Well, it's not even... yeah. I guess it might be a little bit of the money, but just because she's the new face and you think that they'd want to send her.
Yeah, but that's... yes, but that's maybe not her... maybe NBC's like, meh, this isn't her forte, and she's in untested in this arena.
Yeah.
I think she'd be great. She's a broadcaster. I mean, you know, she's been broadcasting for several years now. I think she'd be fine, but maybe NBC's like, you know what? We're not going to take a chance right now. Let's just send Katie.
Yeah.
And we know what we're going to get with Katie. And let's have Megyn concentrate on her very expensive show.
Yeah, exactly.
6:36. I arrived home yesterday from the Miami party, and I turned on American Crime Story Versace, the assassination of Gianni Versace. I'll bottom line it for you. I really liked it. And
good.
I pray and I hope, wishing and hoping and praying that Ryan Murphy doesn't screw it up.
Yeah.
Oh, I really
it always
hope.
Starts so
I know,
fresh
Lex,
and
I know
nice and
I knew you were
going to
say that,
good.
Lex. I knew you were going to say that. I know.
I liked it too.
Did you watch it, Dawn?
I did. I watched it this morning. FX will upload it, you know, on their FX app.
Yeah.
And I thought that some of the things that surprised me, you know, this was 20 years ago. So when the police are interviewing Ricky Martin, who plays Versace's lover, the line of questioning is very homophobic.
Yep.
Mm. And we need to remember, you know, that still happens today as far as the way people view relationships.
Yeah.
Homosexual relationships. And it was really just like, were you paid? What makes you different from these other men that you would bring home from the bar? You know, and Ricky Martin, the character he plays, he really had to defend that this was a real relationship. And yes, it might be a little bit different than other relationships, but he's like, I wasn't his pimp. You know, I was his partner.
Yeah, because the cops were saying, and I, according to reports, because this is based off a book written by a journalist from Vanity Fair, that the story goes that Versace and his boyfriend had an open relationship, and they would sometimes bring other people into the boudoir. Mm. And that's what the cop was like, hey, yeah, I don't really understand this, and I don't really understand this type of thing. So if you can explain it, you know, were you, as like Don said, he flat out asked him, so like a pimp, you, and Ricky Martinez, I think his name is Antonio, mm-hmm. was like, no, I loved him. We were together for 15 years. Like, what don't you understand? 15 years. What don't you understand about that? Well, and I think that's going to be a thread, Don. I'm glad that you brought that up. Mm-hmm. According to an Entertainment Weekly article that I read, the homophobic thread runs throughout the investigation.
Oh, I can see that.
And
sure.
is a question even about the manhunt, or let me rephrase that, the failed manhunt
right.
for Andrew Cunanan. You know, in some of these cases, did they not care? Did some investigators not care because Andrew Cunanan was killing gay men mm-hmm. or closeted gay men, or because Andrew was alleged to be gay himself? I'm not saying that. I'm just saying this book that it's based on asked that question, uh-huh. and this show is running with that, is taking that thread and focusing on it a good deal in this premiere episode. I don't know what they're going to for the rest of the episodes, but...
What do you think of Darren Criss's performance so far?
Oh, fantastic.
Yes.
I forget that it's Darren Criss. Mm-hmm. I feel like, because he has
such
a physical...
Oh, that's so good.
Yeah, well, first of all, he has such a physical resemblance to Andrew Cunanan, mm-hmm. and he's just really good. Did you like him, Dawn?
I thought he was fantastic, and he said in interviews that he's playing him like a person, not like a murderer, you know? And that makes a big difference to approach your character as, you know, we all see Andrew Cunanan as this monster, but
yeah, to humanize
you cannot
him.
Show the humanity and the different shades of his character if you don't approach it that way, and you can yeah. tell.
And again, you know, I people are taking this to task, including the Versace family, but I'm just always a little surprised. People need to remember it's a TV show. It's not like this is on Nat Geo. This is by the same man who gave us Coven. I mean,
mm-hmm.
and,
right.
And had turned Lady Gaga
and
into a wood witch. I mean, come on. I mean, we need to take this with a little grain of salt. But now, having said that, I'll repeat, this is based on an investigative book written in 99 by a respected journalist. I can't tell that she's not respected. I think she is. Who did a lot of investigation. And that was mentioned and highlighted in this article that I read. So, but it's a dramatization. Mm-hmm. It's going to be, there's going to be things that are made just for the show, including one of the things that the Versace family really is debating, and that's what we're talking about if you just tuned in, American Crime Story premiered last night, is the question of whether Gianni Versace and Andrew Cunanan ever met before that fateful day.
I was wondering that because he is cuckoo. He makes up a lot of things about himself.
Yeah.
And I'm like, is this real? Did
because
he really?
In the show, yeah, in the show they show them.
So it's not clear in the show either.
Oh
not
no,
yet.
It's clear. No, well, no. It's clear in the show. They remember Dawn. They show the date. They show like him going to the opera and mm-hmm. Johnny keeping him after the show and sipping wine on stage. And
but is that a fantasy in his head? That's what I wondered. Did it actually happen?
Well, right now I'm under the impression that it happened.
Okay. I was trying to figure that out. Like, is this just in Andrew Cunanan's head? Because he clearly is a compulsive liar and makes up stories about himself. So what do we see?
That's a good theory, Don. Yeah, that's a good theory. It could be. It's Ryan. Again, it is Ryan Murphy. There's anything could happen.
Aliens could come down.
Yep.
I'm expecting a time machine.
Yeah, that's really going to happen, though, for real. But
I'm expecting Jessica Lange to walk in. Yeah.
Yep.
But I think you'll like it. I got a couple episodes to watch. So I'll go through a couple more through the season and tell you if it takes a turn, as most Ryan Murphy shows do.
Yeah.
I'll let you know.
I always wait to hear what you guys say dip in.
6:42, we're going to take a very small break. So grab another cup of coffee and meet us back here, please. This is the way to kill.
Tell me how. And now, a hilarious, and we use that term loosely, dad joke.
That's a good one, Dad.
From Alexis.
Here's one from listener Linda. Why did the pilgrims' pants always fall down? Because they wore their belt buckles on their hats.
This has been a dad joke.
Very funny, Dad. Hilarious.
From Alexis.
No. That was a good one. That was really good. Dawn, you guys get
Dawn, did that put you to sleep?
Well, it didn't take a lot of thought. I'll say that. You know, some of them I have to go and think about because it's a pun or something.
Yeah,
but that was just straight up just an observation, really.
Yep.
Let's see how this one works for you.
And now, a hilarious, and we use that term loosely, dad joke.
That's a good one, Dad.
From Alexis.
Here's one from listener Dan. I went in to buy a singing computer. I told the salesperson I wanted the best singing computer that money can buy. I was told to buy Adele.
This has been a dad joke.
Very funny, Dad. Hilarious.
From Alexis.
You get
Why
it?
Did that one work for you, Dawn?
Well,
you get it?
It's fine.
It's fine, yeah. Jason and Alexis in the morning. Okay, can we have a moment?
Yep.
Can we have a moment? Lex, may we have a moment?
Yeah, what's going on?
6:45, friends. Can we have a moment? Am I the only one? Am I the only one that finds it hysterical that we politely asked just maybe 27 times if we, for the 10th anniversary of our show, if we could please go, you know where I'm going, Lex.
Yes.
You know, you know exactly where I'm going.
Oh, hell yeah. Let's hear it.
We were very sweet, and we didn't run it into the ground. We were very sweet, asking, please, Bea Arthur, can we please take our show to Walt Disney World for 10 years of service to this company?
10.
10. And her response was not even just no, but then she crafted
She crafted
a work day for us. So we now have to go to it. I don't mean to make you laugh, Lex, when you're coughing. I'm sorry. But not only was that horrible woman so mean as to say no to us, but then she made an event. She made a work night for us.
Yes.
Okay. So
what is that again?
I don't know. When
When is it? Oh, come on.
No,
I don't want to think about it.
Okay. So, well, we're doing Disney on Ice.
Okay. So now, and our argument was Lori and Julia, and I get it. They were the big head on the billboard. We would not have a station. We would not be on the air. They carried the flag for years.
Mm-hmm.
They've been going to the SAG Awards for years. But our argument was, well, now we're the other drive time show. And we would like to go somewhere, a fun trip, you know?
Yeah.
Okay. And we understood that Lori and Julia went to the SAG Awards because it was what grandfathered in, or they had been doing it, and they got press credentialed every year.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, unless I'm hearing things, they don't even have press credentials this year, and Bea Arthur is still sending them on a trip!
Yep.
With no promise of content.
Yep.
And we devised a plan. We had opens, didn't we?
We had
pre-production.
We went the distance already.
We had pre-production.
Oh.
And it was no. Mm-mm. Hell no, and we're going to make you work an extra day.
Oh, my gosh. Man.
I think you have to wear an Elsa dress, too, Jace.
I ain't wear. I almost said Mr. Trump's favorite word.
Oh, man. Yeah, isn't that something?
When I heard that, I'm like, wait a minute.
Yeah.
Y'all are still sending them? And they don't even have
They can't even get in.
They can't even get in. They're sending them on a trip to nowhere.
Don't you think they're just going to go hang out with their friends that they know in L.A. and just drink cocktails on patios?
No, did you hear what I just said?
I know.
They are sending them to a trip to nowhere.
I know.
I heard that commercial, and I was like, I looked like Scooby-Doo. I went, huh? Like Shaggy?
You even can get in because you have your own pass.
Yes!
I mean, to Disney, I'm saying. So there wouldn't be any cost for that. If they wanted to hold me back, I can totally understand. I didn't work for this 10 years. I just got here. If they want me to stay back and I'll produce this show still, that's fine.
I was cracking up. I heard that, and I'm like, they are still sending them?
What is their plan?
They don't have a
plan. Are they just going to, I don't know.
Let's be
limbo
real.
Underneath the...
They're going to see if they can get
red
into any parties.
Gate?
Let's be clear. I love them, but they barely have a plan most days from 3 to 6.
Yeah. Let alone go to LA and try to get to the fans.
They will have a plan for outfits because Lori gets so excited and she plans out everything and makes a list of every day what she's going to wear
she
and the
does.
Jewelry that goes along.
Yeah. No, they do. They when they go and they have press passes, they when they have press passes, they really do have a plan. Like they get the recorder. They but again, where's my megaphone?
They are paying them to go to nowhere, to hide in a bush.
Wow.
Oh.
Well, I don't know what to say.
I don't know either. I mean, honestly, it's like, wow.
Oh, I just got a message from B. Arthur.
Uh-oh. What'd she say?
No.
I'm busting on her, and she's still sick. She goes, I still don't feel well, a hat.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, you would feel better if you didn't have to pay for those two to go to L.A.
Uh-huh.
Sign that purchase order.
Yeah, I think they leave today.
I am really curious of what is their plan?
I have no idea.
They can't get in. And the security? Do they really think they're going to charm their way into an event with so much security? They won't even be allowed near the Dunkin' Donuts by the convention center. They're not going to be allowed anywhere near the stars.
Yeah, they're hoping to get into the parties, maybe.
How?
I don't know. Get in a duffel bag and roll in? I'm not sure.
Put Julia in a duffel bag?
Julia can get in a duffel bag and Lori can roll her in.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Maybe they can dress up as caterers or something.
Oh.
I'm just trying to devise a plan.
What?
It makes me
what
feel nervous
it?
For them.
Ocean's 11? What do you mean?
They'll be
those
fine.
Two?
They'll probably charm their way into parties, to be honest with you. I mean, really, they probably will.
Yeah.
Because,
hopefully they capture all of this. Are they bringing a recorder or what are they doing?
Mm-hmm.
They have a plan according to Rocco's commercial. Oh, my goodness. We love our girls.
Too funny.
556-55, everybody. When we come back, Thursday around here means one thing, and that's second chance romance. So please, get another cup of coffee. We're so glad to have you today, and the show will continue right after these words.
Beautiful day. Oh, baby, any day that you're gone away. It's a beautiful day.
My Talk 107.1. Everything.
Four R's, my friend. Reduce, reuse, recycle. Rihanna.
Entertainment.
Yeah.